Gracious God and lover of mankind, you have been very good to us. We are overwhelmed with the pride and resistance that lives deep within us. So we humble ourselves and bow before you. We simply stop and we surrender. We are coming to know of your great love for us, so we come running to you with open hearts. We cry out for restoration and unity. Meet us where we are and set us free. Heal us from our past and direct our steps as we walk into the future. Restore our families and protect our children. Overcome all the ways we dishonor you. Invade us with your forgiveness and love. Give us vision and faith to live lives of great purpose. Drive a passion for the lost deep within the hearts of your people, that your grace and mercy might flow out from us into all our relationships, through this city and throughout the land. And in all, may the name of Jesus Christ be honored and adored for the victory and hope we have in him. Amen. As we sing this song together, there may be some of you who feel like you're on the outside looking in. As we sing this closing song, listen carefully to the words. This is an opportunity for you to say yes to all that God has for you in Jesus Christ. This is your opportunity to let Christ in. Others of you here are holding back, maybe bored, maybe skeptical, maybe not sure how you even got here today. Know that you are not here by mistake. Know that God's core message to you is not one of condemnation and disappointment, but one of love and forgiveness. He has been calling out to you and calls out to you again. For those of you who are filled with wonder and awe, as we sing this song, this is your opportunity to show gratitude for all that God has done and to ask God for more. For more of His life and more of His love. Since the beginning of time, God has been writing a story. And 2,000 years ago, a major shift happened in the drama. May we move toward lives of worship and adoration more now than ever before.